At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Reuters, non-proliferation experts urge the United States not to support nuclear fuel project. I welcome Henry Sikorski, the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center, Executive Director, a signatory of this letter that was directed to the Biden administration. Nuclear proliferation experts who served under four U.S. presidents told President Joe Biden and his administration that a pilot project to recycle spent nuclear fuel would violate U.S. nuclear security policy. I welcome one of the signatories of this letter, Henry Sikorski, to help me understand the concern here and especially the very specialized language that is necessary to understand a reprocessing plant, a fast breeder reactor, and plutonium. Henry, a very good evening to you. Do not go forward with a reprocessing plant in the U.S. However, I learned from you that there are a deal of countries, some are adversaries, some are allies, who are in the production or the planning for reprocessing plants in addition to breeder reactors. What is the difference, Henry, and what does producing plutonium mean for a threat? Good evening to you.
Good evening. You know, again, I want to thank you for having me on your show. It's always great talking with you. The problem with all of the technical terms for the projects and plants you presented is plutonium. They all involve the handling and production of this material, which is nuclear weapons explosive material. You use it to make bombs, among other things. And the concern with the promotion of commercializing the use of plutonium as a nuclear reactor fuel, either in existing conventional thermal reactors, which include the most popular design, light water reactors, or in fast reactors, is that you're going to, if you go ahead with commercial use of this fuel, have hundreds, thousands of bombs worth of material floating around in trucks, on the freeway, in trains, transiting back and forth, that could be filched or lost account of. There used to be this rather glib statement, a nuclear weapon can ruin your entire day. Well, this would involve thousands of them if you commercialize it in a big way. And so the national security implications of popularizing this trade in the United States or elsewhere overseas is a concern amongst people who worry about national security.
In February of this year, Shine Technologies and Orno, a French company, signed a memorandum of understanding to develop a U.S. plant to recycle or reprocess nuclear waste. It would have a capacity of 100 tons a year beginning in the early 2030s. That means that the product of that reprocessing plant is plutonium, and that plutonium is ready for bomb making?
Well, 1% of that 100 is 1 ton. That's 2,000 kilograms. Divide that number by 4, and you get, 1 ton is 2,000 kilograms. You divide that by 4, you get roughly 500 bombs worth of plutonium. The rest of the material is either a high transuranic waste and a big chunk of uranium that hasn't been burned as well. But that 1% is certainly of interest, and that's a problem.
There would appear to be a reprocessing plant gap. I note from my notes, thanks to you, China and India are both constructing fast breeder reactors and reprocessing plants. The EU has a plan to develop a new reprocessing plant. Already one exists in France. The US, we've talked about. Russia has a reprocessing plant and a fast breeder. India, you indicate, is the only one that is candid about what you can do with a fast breeder and a reprocessing plant that's making bombs. Are these others, Russia, France, China, are they all candid about what can happen with their plutonium?
No. And the French know better because they use their fast reactor and reprocessing plants historically in the past to make bombs. The Chinese have been called out by the United States Department of Defense in its annual reports on China military power for the last 3 years as being disingenuous. And of course, this is a contention. Some people in the arms control community say, well, you know, we shouldn't assume the worst. Others do wring their hands. And certainly hawks on the right say, oh, there they go again. We got to worry about them catching up with us, getting plutonium to make sure they have an arsenal the size of ours, deployed arsenal by the end of the decade. And this is how they'll do it. The Japanese have not admitted publicly that, yes, this is a weapons option, but I have gone to Japan, and if you drink heavily enough, enough sake with senior officials, they will tell you, yes, this is conceivably an option for them to get a very large number of weapons very quickly. To give you some idea, their plant, which has been under construction for 30 years, this is another reason economically you may not want to get into this. When it goes online, it's designed to produce 8 tons. That's approximately 2,000 bombs worth of plutonium a year. So 2,000 bombs worth. Well, the United States doesn't even have 2,000 bombs deployed. It's a big number. And the Chinese have accused the Japanese of harboring a weapons option in their reprocessing program and have said so publicly over and over again. So it isn't as though the worry about bomb making isn't somewhere there, either explicitly and candidly or implicitly.
We come to the letter, the reasoning behind the signing to the Biden administration. If such a facility were constructed in the United States, it would legitimize the building of reprocessing plants in other countries, thereby increasing risks of proliferation and nuclear terrorism. Henry, this used to be in the news all the time. We have about a minute left. Why did it drop out? Is it we just can't concentrate on atomic weapons? We have about 30 seconds.
The key explanation is we've gotten distracted by our concern about global warming and backing, no matter how uneconomic, which these activities are, anything that promises to be zero emissions power on the one hand. And on the other hand, on the right, that's mostly the left, but now the right sort of goes with emotions. But what it really likes on the right is to say, oh, well, we need this for energy security. And these things don't bear economic examination, and they don't have to. What we forgot in the argument is, well, what about the security implications? And there, I just think we've forgotten how to read and remember all the arguments of the 70s and 80s.
Henry Sikorski is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.